A very interesting venture was launched this week. It's called the R2R Club, and in its inaugural year has brought together six experienced and very well respected and passionate industry professionals. Alexia Fraser, Mary Lee Trevett, Simon Adams, Neil Douglas and Andrew Duneman, as well as Queensland-based trainer Stuart Kendrick, who's our special guest on Talking Horses this morning. How are you, Stuart?
Yeah, morning, Joe. I'm well, thank you.
So what's the objective of the R2R Club?
Well, it was just a concept that probably Simon Adams has been the driving force behind it. And, you know, Simon runs Golden Gully Spelling Complex up here in Queensland, up near the Sunshine Coast. And look, there's probably a group of people that have all got different interests, I suppose, in the racing side, very passionate about it. And, you know, we came up with this concept just to try and, you know, just do a little bit something different with the ready-to-run concepts. I mean, a lot of people are, you know, fully aware of the ready-to-run sales, and they've probably always had that little bit of a stigma about them, about horses that, you know, people put through just to move them on, or they've got issues, or they've just been done, you know, to run 200 metres, and just got that little bit of a stigma about that, you know, horses that don't go on. So, you know, we sort of came up with the idea to really show people the whole process with these horses from the time that we buy them right through to the time they go to the ready-to-run sales, and really give people confidence in looking to buy a nice horse going forward. So that was the idea behind it, and we sort of got a bit of a diverse group of people with different, you know, ideas and thoughts and obviously skill. And, yeah, and we've sort of come together to put this group together and hopefully have a bit of fun on the way through and get some nice horses out there.
Stuart, the expertise obviously that you will bring to the table includes the education and the training of the horses prior to the sales. But what will be the key point of difference in terms of the way you prepare these horses as opposed to how ready-to-run horses traditionally are prepared by horsemen and women?
Have been done. Well, the big thing, I've done a few for different clients over the years as far as the ready-to-runs are concerned, and you know, it's probably, I hope I'm considered quite a patient person with the young horses. And, you know, this is probably the big key. I mean, we spent a lot of time looking through the sales. We've been very specific on the sort of horse that we buy. And, you know, we're really going to document their whole process. So they're not going to be horses that have just been taught to breeze up 200 metres as quick as they can. They're going to be horses that have been well-educated, right through from the breaking in process through to their education, and you can follow the whole process all the way through. So you can see the horses, whether they've improved, whether they haven't improved, whether they've had any issues, any soreness issues, and you can see the whole process going through. And then hopefully at the end of it, we've got a horse that can breeze up nicely, but people can see that there's still further improvement and a good racing future in there for them. So they're not burnt out. They haven't been, gallop too hard just to get that quick furlong. They're horses that hopefully are going to be nice horses going forward.
So essentially you're laying stronger foundations in the early stages of the preparation of these horses, which will then in time ultimately mean perhaps more longevity and soundness maintenance in their racing careers?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've done a few horses, just as a few examples, you know, horses that I've personally done and ended up with back in the stables. I mean, horses like Rare Occurrence and Beat Street and horses like these, which were original ready-to-run horses. And one thing I do in my training program for my owners every week, we video the horses every week. So by the time they get to the races, people can see and clients can see how their horses have gone the whole way through. So we probably wanted to use that concept a little bit on the ready-to-run side. So anybody that's looking at these horses can follow them the whole process. So it's very transparent. And, you know, as I say, the big thing is to have a horse that's going to race for a number of seasons through, not a horse that is just going to come out of this ready-to-run sale and, you know, be good for a few runs. So, yeah, put that really, you know, good education into them early, bring them along nice and steadily. And everything from your vet reports to your, you know, Andrew Duneman, who's very good with Boom Evolution and their media, and social media side, they're doing a lot of video reporting on these horses. So really right through from when they're broken in, you can follow what they've done and how they've handled it. So, yeah, it's just a bit of an interesting concept. And as I said, it's a group of passionate people with diverse backgrounds and good knowledge in the industry. And hopefully, that makes out that we can have a bit of fun going forward and, follow these horses as well.
So it's great that transparency is very much a focus of this business model, Stuart, and reports will be available through digital and social media platforms on a regular basis?
It's one of those concepts rather than just going to a breeze-up sale, looking at the horse working up 200 metres and then, guessing about the rest. You can follow the horse all the way through. So, there could be half a dozen, pieces of work over a six-week period leading into it, including, some gallops, obviously early days breaking in, early education. So you can see the whole process, and you can make decisions going forward whether you like the horse, whether you think he's going to suit what you're after. So it's just a little bit more information for people rather than just looking at a furlong breeze up video and trying to buy a horse off that.
So it's taking the mystery out of it for a lot of the uninitiated who invest in racehorses, particularly breeze-up horses. It takes quite a bit of the mystery out of it.
Yeah, it does, and that's probably the big thing. I mean, obviously we go to the yearling sales and we're all in a similar boat, and we're hoping we've got that that good horse. But at least with the breeze-ups, you can get an idea on how they move and what time they can run up. But in this case, you can have a look at the whole process. So you can really get a much more informed decision leading into the sales. And I think that's very important. I know myself when I go to the breeze-up sales looking at horses for clients and different things, we're still guessing on a lot of the things that have happened to the horse on the process getting to that point. So in this case, we can watch it all the way through. And I think that's probably the basis of the concept. And also, as I said, we've got a diverse range of people through from, as I said, Golden Gully there that Simon Adams runs as the spelling property. So, they're looked after well on that. Alexia Fraser does the final presentation of the horse and preparing of the horse for the sale. So, and you've got, Mary Lee, who's been a breeder in the industry, Neil Douglas, who's been a very successful owner with horses, which we've actually had before and sold over to Hong Kong that have won the derbies and things like that. So those sort of horses, give people confidence buying and hopefully a bit of a mix of all of us together and, we can pick some nice horses.
Well, you mentioned the Hong Kong Derby and you had a hand in the success story of Ping Hai Star, who won the race brilliantly last year.
Yeah, well, he was a horse that, was a bit disappointing that he didn't get to see a few more clashes with Beauty Generation because he was fairly exciting his first run back before he had an injury issue after winning the Derby. But, look, he was a horse we had over here and he was bred by some clients of mine and, as I said, Neil Douglas was involved in the ownership there as well, and we sold him over to Hong Kong, and he did a fantastic job and won the Derby over there. And we've also sold Fool of Zabud over there as well, who ran second in the Magic Millions last year. So there's some nice horses that we've sort of picked and educated and come through, and hopefully that follows on.
Now, the first crop of horses that are part of the R2R concept includes a colt by Smart Missile and two other colts by Deep Field and Spirit of Boom. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. We were fairly particular on the sort of horses that we wanted. Obviously they had to have good x-rays, they had to be good confirmation, and the sort of horses that we think can handle that bit of early education as well. So we got a little bit of a diverse bunch as far as the size are concerned, but obviously, Smart Missile is a tried-and-true stallion. He's had some great horses and very, very consistent stallion. So that's why we sort of went along those lines with him. And, Deep Field, the reports were very good on him, and he's now starting to really show that with some of his two-year-olds now. So I think he's a, ideal horse going through to next season. And then the Boom horse up here last year, Spirit of Boom, he set the world on fire up here in Queensland, and they're genuine running, good two-year-old type of horses as well. So we've got that little bit of, diversity between those three stallions. But the one thing in common, the horses went through a fairly stringent process. I mean, we went to a number of sales looking at horses and walked away with nothing. We've got three of these horses at the moment. So, you know, everything's been disclosed as far as the vet reports, videos of the horses, as well as, you know, pricing and the whole show. So everything's there for people to see. And, yeah, I think that's, you know, that's the important thing. You've got to have the right style of horse as well to, you know, to handle the education and the process. And, yeah, hopefully we do with these horses.
And they're all being prepared to present at the Ready to Run sales this coming October.
Yeah, they will be. So, you know, at the moment they've all been broken in. They're just back out at Golden Gully having a little spell now, and they'll be back to the breaker for another week's worth of education before coming into the stable. So that's when it starts to get a little bit more interesting, and we'll be videoing them weekly. And, yeah, that'll be the interesting part from here on as they start doing a little bit more work at the track and building up towards, you know, some quicker work.
Interesting concept. I really like the sound of it, Stuart. And for anybody that's interested, they can follow the progress of these horses and the concept via the website. You've also got social media channels, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, we have. So you can sort of get hold of a bit of information really on all of those platforms. And it's going to be updated regularly, and it should be, an interesting way to, you know, just to follow them. So, I think it's just a little bit different concept. As I said, we're not thinking we're going to make a fortune out of this. It's one of those things that it's an interest with, you know, with five other people that are passionate about the racing and the young horses. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes over the next few months.
A lot of thought, quite obviously, has been put into this. How many years in the making has it been?
Well, we sort of came up with the concept last year, and as I said, Simon Adams has probably been the driving force behind it. He's a very, you know, passionate horse owner and breeder, and I think he's probably been the one that's done a lot of the ground and the base work behind it to get it all together. So, but probably the last 6 to 9 months, we've sort of put a little bit of thought in it. We're going to come up with the different ideas and how it should work, and talking to other people along the way of what they'd be expecting from a ready-to-run sale and a ready-to-run horse, what they would like. And, so we sort of got all that information together put our heads together, and then we've come up with this concept.
Good luck with it, Stuart. I hope these first three horses that go through in October end up being something on the track.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
That's Stuart Kendrick bringing us up to speed with an interesting new initiative that was launched this week, the R2R Club for Ready to Run Horses.